Hi, this is Kathy Krueger.
And this is Jonah Treeblosser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world, people sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we'll be talking with Rotarian B.J. Mickelson about Rotary's mission in Ukraine.
Well, B.J., welcome back to Radio Rotary. Always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
So before we talk about what's currently happening in Ukraine, give us a little background, a little history of how your involvement and how Rotary's involvement got started in the Ukraine war.
Right. Things have developed there and has also developed here, where I started out pretty much on the day of the invasion on February 24th of 2022, where I guess because of my background, because of my upbringing, my philosophy, a lot of reasons, my dislike of communism and Russia as a nation, as a politically, because it's a great, great country, traveled throughout Russia many times. However, it started out by me raising money and planning a trip to Ukraine, to the border, to see what could be done, because of the thousands upon thousands of refugees fleeing the country by car, by plane, by train, etc. So I, within 8 days, had collected what seems to be so minuscule now, but had collected about $2,500-$3,000. And I thought, my goodness, despite my face, people are giving me money for this for this mission. So I took off for Berlin to meet friends of mine there, and the plan was to drive to the through Poland to the border to Ukraine to see what we could do right there on location. Well, getting into Berlin, that changed everything, because at the main train station in Berlin at that time, there was just not even 2 weeks after the invasion, the trains from Poland brought in between 9,000 and 10,000 refugees every day.
Let's not skip over that figure. Yeah. 9,000 to 10,000 refugees every day. They need to be fed. They need shelter. They may need medical attention.
Water.
How was all that being done in Germany when you were there?
Well, it was being done by many, many different organizations, and Rotary, of course, was right there. So was Red Cross, and so were many organizations that you and I have never heard about before. And do not forget Germany. Mm-hmm. Germany knows more in history about refugees than pretty much any other country in the world.
Sure. Right. Sure.
And their hearts are in the right place. It might have seemed disorganized, which is hard to believe in Germany, but disorganized at the train station. However, things really worked, and people were being distributed, if you will, throughout Europe from Berlin. A lot of buses leaving every hour for Paris, many parts of Germany. The train service, the equivalent to Amtrak, only better, gave tickets away to anybody wanted to go anywhere in Germany.
Wow.
And they were all registered, of course, on the border into Germany from Poland. So as much as it was just the volume of people was hard to believe. That was food, clothing, there was everything in this train station. This train station, to give you a picture, probably about 8 times as big as Grand Central Station in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a modern structure, because of course everything was destroyed during the Second World War. So that was what I ended up in. However, with the money that I had in my pocket, my friends and I went to the grocery store, to the pharmacy, and Steve is his name, my German friend. His wife is a surgeon, and she went with us to the pharmacy and got great discounts. So we spent all the money that I brought was spent in a few minutes at grocery store, and then we went to a Ukrainian help organization that was located in the Lutheran church in Berlin. With all our stuff, we repackaged everything, got it on vans, and the vans were heading for Ukraine, all the way into Kiev.
Yeah, the 2,500, B.J. Mickelson, that you raised, where'd you get that from? Was that just from friends and family, other Rotarians, knocking on doors?
Friends, friends, family, other Rotarians, the fire departments, but lots of...
You sent out wonderful letters. I know that, you know.
Right. So I yeah, I did that too. I went into my database and found a lot of people that I thought might be interested in my mission, and they sent me money. And I was totally disorganized. I mean, I got checks and so forth, but then later on, I got set up electronically to receive money.
You know, you keep saying the word disorganized. How do you prepare for a war overnight? So I think you were pretty organized for something like that.
So I didn't have to coordinate. Yeah, go ahead.
Rotarian B.J. Mickelson, bring us up from that first encounter in Germany where you brought, you got $2,500 donated by friends and family and other Rotarians. You went and bought some supplies, medical supplies and food. You're heading for the border. Take us right through the border and how you got that stuff distributed.
We did not head to the border. I stayed in Berlin.
Okay.
Because the organization took all our stuff and put it into a huge truck that was being loaded at the day we were there. Mm-hmm. So they took it in trucks and vans into Ukraine. So I never went to the border. Mm-hmm. Later on in October of exactly, well, a little over 12 months ago, I went to Ukraine. I went into Ukraine. And that I will tell you more about that. But as I returned from this trip to Berlin, I spread the word even faster, of course. And I made a lot of presentations up and down the Hudson Valley.
Mm-hmm.
By the middle of the summer, I was up to about $28,000.
Wow.
And one man.
Continued, of course. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So, that was... There was plenty to do, and there was plenty of interest, and there were plenty of tears running down people's cheeks.
Yeah. We're going to find out more about what Rotarian B.J. Mickelson observed when he went into Ukraine as part of the relief efforts right after Kathy Gruger tells us who sponsors Radio Rotary this week.
We are sponsored by NBT Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, Rise, Online Marketing Strategies, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburgh, and New City, New York.
We're back with more of Radio Rotary and our terrific guest, Rotarian B.J. Mickelson, telling us about Rotary's mission in the Ukraine right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation, supporting the Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery Community. Our mission is prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects, we fund scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Overdose Awareness Memorial located on the Dutchess County Rail Trail. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
What I'm looking for in a bank is one that's looking out for me, like NBT. I want a relationship and a team that supports me in my dreams. And when life gets challenging, I need a bank that's focused on what matters. Not to mention one that's been top rated by Forbes in trust, customer service, financial advice, and more. That's why when it comes to meeting my banking needs, it's always NBT. Learn more at nbtbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treibwasser. With me is my co-host, Kathy Kruger, who's going to introduce our terrific guest. Kathy, take it away.
Yeah, hi, Jonah. We are just so grateful and honored to have B.J. Mickelson here with us to talk about Rotary's mission in Ukraine and mainly what B.J. started and what he began about what a year and a half ago now, and just all the help and aid he's given to Ukraine with the help of many, many different organizations and Rotary. So he's told us a little bit of the history when he first began this, and if he kind of go ahead, BJ, kind of just give us a little bit again a history, and then where you are now and what you're doing now and what you've all accomplished.
All right. One important thing that happened while at the main train station in Berlin was that I ran into no less than five people with Rotary vests on.
Of course.
the big wheel on their back. And I went up to them, and they turned out to be from central part of Germany. Had driven two motor coaches into Berlin to pick up refugees, families, to take them to their town and to take care of them. That became quickly one of my wonderful supporters, if you will, or recipients of the money that I collected in this country. And that relationship has developed quite nicely. On top of that, I had already contacted Rotary in Warsaw, in Poland. And they turned out to be a small international, several chapters of Rotary in Warsaw. But the international chapter, young, aggressive, outgoing folks that had done similar things, and that, granted, they were much closer to the Ukraine border. So they focused on housing, medical supplies, and food. So two very strong Rotarian chapters in Europe became my good partners, if you will. And
BJ, let me just emphasize something for a moment. No matter where you go in the world, if you're a Rotarian, you're always welcomed by Rotary clubs as long-lost cousins, as honored guests. We've taken our Radio Rotary microphones all through Europe and Australia to cover the Rotary conventions, and we are always given a warm welcome. And Rotary clubs very often around the world will have international projects where, a Rotary club in New Jersey will be helping a Rotary club in Africa. And you've come up with this, BJ, by introducing yourselves to fellow Rotarians in Germany, and suddenly there was a great partnership together to do this Rotary mission in Ukraine. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, where should I start? By other than saying that, to follow up exactly what you're saying, Jonah, I've been to many just regular meetings, walked into Rotary meetings in Australia, on the West Coast, in Germany, in Denmark, different places. And the welcome that you get is just unbelievable. And the camaraderie and the, if you will, to use the word again that I used several times, the mission that Rotary is on, like polio, eradication of polio, and so many things. But it is, I don't know, I often think of what the government can't do, Rotary can do and will do.
I like that.
And thank God we have Rotary, we have Lions, we have Kiwanis, we have so many organizations around the world that help where the big, even the United Nations, we are just a great little niche, if you will. We are dropping the bucket in the bigger picture, but we help here and everywhere.
Boots on the ground.
That boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. And the spirit is so important. And for that matter, I might add, It's also the American spirit. Mm-hmm. After all, Rotary did start in this country, and the spirit here. As you can hear, I'm an immigrant like millions of others, and I had my reasons for coming here, and I was excited about coming here, and many of the things I expected, I found, and I love it. I love this country. I'm a citizen, and
Our guest on Radio Rotary is Rotarian BJ Mickelson, and he's telling us about his mission in Ukraine. So, BJ, you left us off. You went from raising $2,500 to $28,000. Is that correct?
Right. And then it continued through the year, of course. And as we got to the 1 year anniversary of the invasion in February of 2023, in other words, about 9 months ago, 8 months ago. went to the Ukrainian church out here in west of Highland, out in the escarpment out here. There's a Ukrainian church. The gathering there was unbelievable. And I connected with a lot more people there that also really liked the whole idea that we're doing. And I, distribution channels and It's just the it's like a rolling a stone down a mountain. It just never stops. It's unbelievable.
BJ, so, tell us what you found when you eventually entered Ukraine. For the first set of relief supplies that you bought with the $2,500, you dropped off and others took it in. But there came a time when you yourself entered Ukraine. Tell us about that.
I was invited by Colonel, the Colonel that runs the military clinic in Lviv, because he had received, through my contact in Berlin, he had received supplies. And he contacted me and asked me to come to Lviv, which I was very eager to do. I'd always, way before the war, always wanted to go to Lviv. And I not only met him and his doctors at the clinic, I also went to his dental office. And it was clear that he needed a lot of things, and he needed a lot of things for his dental operation, but also an ambulance. I've been trying very hard to get enough money, funds together, to buy him another ambulance. It has not happened, but it will. I'm absolutely determined that it's gonna happen. So there, I also met an organization that is a more down to earth, if you will. They converted lots of containers. You know, containers you see in the back of a truck.
Right.
And the containers they were converted to housing for families.
Yeah.
And they are responsible for 11,000 in IDP, it's called, which is internally displaced persons.
So people are living in these containers? Oh my goodness. Okay.
With their families. And it's actually not bad. A container, okay, first of all, is waterproof and everything else. And there's a bathroom, shower, there's everything. It's a small house.
Oh, okay.
They got all these containers in from various parts of Ukraine and Poland and other parts of Europe, and converted all these containers.
So they feed
them. They have a little school there, and lots of children there. And the children is what I'm focusing right now. So I think we should maybe just wait until the next segment to talk about what I'm trying to, and it's actually working quite nicely for the Christmas coming up.
Well, perfect. Before we close out this segment, just give us 30 seconds of what you saw when you first entered Ukraine. I mean, we have the pictures from the news of devastation and bombed in buildings. What did you see with your own eyes?
A town that was established 850 years ago, mm-hmm, and many buildings still standing. One of the most unique towns in all of Europe, a small town that went through hell during Second World War, very little bombing, if any. However, 80% of the population in what was called Lemberg were Jewish, and the Jewish ghetto and so on was there. And they were, unfortunately, of course, as we all know, there were very few Jews left there after Second World War. Mm-hmm. Lots of history. The town has belonged to Germany, Poland, Lithuania, yeah, Russia, you name it, even the Austrians. That town has never moved, but the armies have moved. So they have been invaded and ruled by all kinds of rulers throughout the past 850 years. That's what I saw. I saw cobblestone. I saw just beautiful, beautiful old European town.
Well, we're going to find out more about the Rotary Mission in Ukraine from our great guest, Rotarian BJ Mickelson, right after these messages, so stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Rotarian Susan Simon of Third Eye Associates. Rotarians devote themselves to caring for others. Sometimes we forget to care for ourselves, especially when it comes to planning for our future. At Third Eye Associates, we provide fee-only financial life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. ThirdEyeAssociates.com for more information, or call us at 845-752-2216. That's 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treibois. So with me is Kathy Kruger, and she's going to introduce our terrific guest. Kathy?
Yes, terrific guest is a good word for him. Rotarian B.J. Mickelson, and he's been talking about when he began his mission to Ukraine, going there again a year later, and now what he's doing for the children of Ukraine at this holiday season. So B.J., let us know what you're up to at this holiday season.
Well, it sort of had an interesting start. My wife and I went to India at the end of March of this year. And when I got to India, I discovered that my beard trimmer had been left back in Milton, New York. So I could no longer keep my beautiful beard nicely trimmed. So I let it grow. Now in India, that's not a problem. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a beard. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the idea came up, why don't I use that beard to act as Santa Claus, number one. Number two, how would I do that in connection with me raising money for Ukraine? And number three, who should get this money? So my wife says, Paddington Bear.
Oh, yes.
Who was, in a sense, a refugee. And Paddington Bear is world-renowned, of course. And there are two movies made about Paddington Bear. Mm-hmm. And movie came out in Ukrainian before the war. And guess who did the narration? The funniest man in Ukraine at the time, who is today the president of Ukraine.
Oh,
Zelensky. Yeah.
People forget.
So the whole thing fell into place.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I contacted back to Lviv. I contacted my friends there. And sure enough, they secured 150 Ukrainian language Paddington Bear books.
Terrific.
In Poland, same thing. And in Germany, they have difficulties getting the Ukrainian version. It doesn't really matter. They get the German version because these children live in Germany anyway, and they're already starting to speak German. So the goal is to get about 450 of these books. And how did I do it? Well, I bought myself a Santa outfit.
And people on the radio can't see you, BJ. So let me tell you that he has a luxuriant white beard. And if you remember Miracle on 34th Street, the great late Edmund Gwynn, BJ is a dead ringer for Edmund Gwynn playing Santa Claus. So he's a real thing. The kids can tug on the beard; it won't come off in their hands like a fake beard.
As a matter of fact, in my promotion, Jonah, exactly what I'm saying is the beard is real. Anyway, so I got this outfit. I have now told everybody that I know and their mothers and families that I'm ready, available for organizations, homes, anywhere to be Santa. And so far, I got 4 bookings.
Oh, good for
organizations.
You.
Organizations. I got a lawyer's bar association thing to go to. And some of these places are held in very nice places. I can't wait.
All right, let's hear the ho, 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 BJ.
Yeah.
Let's hear how good...
Ho, ho, ho.
Very good. Excellent.
I love it.
And the books are $15 a piece. I think that's an important part of this whole thing. So for people that are interested in helping out, getting enough books together for all these Ukrainian children that are in not only Poland and Germany, but also within Ukraine, please go to Hudson Valley Helps Refugees.org. O-R-G. And again, Hudson Valley Helps Refugees.org.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper, because our great guest, Santa himself, BJ Mickelson, will repeat that before the end of the program. Kathy.
So when you buy these books, this money then is donated back to your cause then, BJ?
In other words, the books, I never see them, because to transport them to Europe makes no sense.
Right,
they're
right.
They're all purchased in Europe, distributed, and I'm trying to get a little Rotary sticker.
Okay,
and
a label, right.
A label inside, either Rotary or my own organization, and for that matter, Lions have been very good in this as well. I realize I should maybe not bring up, but
no. Of course, we love the Lions.
We love all our service organizations.
So the kids get a book. So you're giving them a present, and Rotary works to help. We're trying to eradicate literacy. So you're covering all your bases right there.
Another interesting thing in this is that for the first time in Ukrainian history, Christmas is our Christmas, because in the past, because they were so tied in to the Russian Orthodox Church, they turned their back on them, and now they have Christmas at the time the rest of the world has Christmas. Christmas was January 7th, now it's December 25.
We've been talking a lot about Rotary, and BJ is a veteran Rotarian. BJ, what club do you belong to?
Highland, New York, and we have about 42 members. Very active club. It's amazing what we do, and we just about exhausted.
I just saw the turkeys you collected for Thanksgiving. So you guys are wonderful. Yeah.
And in fact, the Highland Club has very, very special connections with Radio Rotary. Don Verity, who is the station manager emeritus of the station you're listening to right now, folks. He's a member of the Highland Rotary Club and one of our terrific friends and supporters. Yeah. And the club meets BJ when?
We meet at 7:10 in the morning, which is a turnoff for a lot of people. But let me tell you, about 60% of all members, sometimes more, show up every Wednesday at 7:10 at the Gateway Diner in on 9W in Highland.
And Kathy wants to know.
And how's your breakfast food there, BJ?
Well, I'm certainly not complaining. I like the way they do the little breakfast roll.
Is it keeping your tummy full there, Santa?
Well, I did bring in the other day I did Santa, and I put a big pillow under my
And if you're not in the Highland area but still want to join the fun, the food, the fellowship of Rotary, go to Rotary.org, Rotary.org. Click on the club locator button, type in your hometown, find out where your local Rotary club meets, and get together and join this great service project, such as the one that Rotarian BJ Mickelson is doing in Ukraine. So, BJ, we've got about a minute left. Give us the website again and tell us what you hope, besides peace, of course, what you hope to accomplish in the near future in Ukraine.
Okay. The website again is www.hudsonvalleyhelpsrefugees.org. And my phone number is 917-282-2305.
And BJ, what do you want to see in the short term besides peace?
Peace is one thing I want to see. I want to see Crimea come back to Ukraine. Without that, we will never have peace.
BJ Mickelson, great Rotarian, great humanitarian. Thank you so much for everything you're doing to make things better in Ukraine. And thanks for joining us today on Radio Rotary.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our dedicated listeners of Radio Rotary and supporters of Hudson Valley Helps Refugees. 2023 was yet another difficult year for Ukraine and for its refugees, many now living far from home. Most children had to leave their pets and toys and books behind, another big loss for them. We have recently learned that as a Christmas gift to cheer up those Ukrainian children now living in Helmstedt, Germany, Warsaw, Poland, and Lviv, Ukraine, 450 Paddington books and similar books where Paddington books were not available, were distributed to the schools that these children now attend. The Rotary Clubs and Community Self-Help Lviv were instrumental in getting the books to the schools and children. The project was made possible by you, donors and supporters, our listeners, and our Radio Rotary sponsors that help bring us shows like this every week. We thank you all so very much.
Kathy, who do we have to thank for sponsoring Radio Rotary this week?
Well, we are very thankful to Mental Health America of Dutchess County, the Mark Foundation,
Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, Warwick Valley, and the Rotary E-Club of District 7210.
My co-host Kathy Kruger and our production director Randy Turner. This is Jonah Treibwasser thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org. Santa, give us one more ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho!
Terrific.
Beautiful.
Take care, everyone.